Another major meatpacking company, JBS, changed its mind about large-scale testing over a single weekend. On April 10, JBS announced that it had worked with Governor Jared Polis and other officials in Colorado to obtain thousands of coronavirus testing kits for its workforce at a beef production facility in Greeley, where there had been a surge of cases. But after it began testing the next day, the company changed course, saying it would not administer the tests and would instead close the plant until April 24 so employees could go into quarantine. The company recognized the potential positive impact of temporary closure on public health, a JBS spokesman said. On Wednesday, Colorado officials reported that four workers at the JBS plant had died of the virus. Mr. Polis has urged the federal government to help get JBS open as soon as possible because of their critical role in food security, said Connor Cahill, a spokesman for the governor. It is still unclear whether JBS will conduct testing. Large numbers of employees have become infected in other businesses where people work close together, like grocery stores and e-commerce warehouses. But the pandemic has caused more serious disruption in the meat industry, where decades of consolidation have given outsized importance to a relatively small number of plants. In the 1980s and 90s, companies like Smithfield, which is now owned by a Chinese pork company, bought out competitors and designed massive plants that could slaughter more than a million animals a year. At the same time, meatpacking became more concentrated in a few states where animal feed is grown, like Iowa and South Dakota. In the pork industry, the portion of hogs slaughtered in plants that could process more than 1 million a year rose to 88% in 1997 from 38% in 1977, according to the Department of Agriculture. A bigger plant meant more profits on the initial investment. In recent years, critics of the meat industry have blamed that rapid consolidation for the spread of animal diseases like avian flu, as well as the rise of environmentally harmful practices like factory farming. The pandemic has reignited those long-standing concerns. When you get to this kind of size, it increases risk, said Ben Lilly, who helps run the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy, a farm advocacy group. When something goes wrong in a big plant like this, you have a considerable problem. These are vulnerable systems.